With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. As government works to contain a potential bird flu outbreak, the regiment is getting involved to help with precautionary sanitization operations in West Bay. There have been 8 confirmed cases of H5N1 avian flu virus at a farm on Cemetery Road in West Bay. As part of biosecurity measures, regiment personnel are disinfecting vehicles exiting the designated area, that's near Genevieve Bodden Drive, with wheel arches and tires getting sprayed and pedestrians being provided with footwear disinfection stations. Government is stressing the risk to humans remains, quote, low, and these measures are precautionary only. The operation will be ongoing with additional regiment personnel during rush hour periods. The holidays are a time of fun, family, and festive spirit, but they're also a time when police see increased accidents of driving under the influence, which is why Cayman's leaders are asking you to step up and help make Cayman's roads safer this Christmas.
The National Road Safety Campaign is not about slogans. It's about people. It's about protecting families and friends whose lives can change forever in a single moment.
Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks and Her Excellency the Governor Jane Owen are asking you to help achieve a life-affirming goal, zero road fatalities.
And while the government has a central role to play, strengthening enforcement and improving public transport, lasting progress absolutely depends on all of us. Whether we're driving, walking, or cycling, every one of us shares responsibility for our choices and for each other's safety.
Alongside the National Road Safety Campaign, Operation Winter Guardian, put on by the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, is continuing throughout the season with an increased presence on the roads to bust dangerous drivers. Radio Cayman strives for accuracy in reporting. In the 7 a.m. news, we incorrectly refer to Albert Bowden as Bodden, and we apologize. In other news,
this is a block in the Heights.
Actors, singers, rappers, the Cayman Drama Society wants you.
Atención Cayman! The Cayman Drama Society is proud to announce open auditions for In the Heights, the award-winning musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Kiara Alegria Hudes.
Co-director Sin Powell tells Radio Cayman vocal auditions for the May to June show production are taking place December 13th from 10 a.m. to 2 at the Prospect Playhouse.
Set in the vibrant neighborhood of Washington Heights, New York, this show is bursting with energy, love, community dreams, and the rhythms of Latin American and the Caribbean. Whether you're an experienced performer or stepping on stage for the first time, we want to see you. Si tienes pasión, ven y audiciona.
In honor of the author's intention and to, quote, maintain the authenticity of the story, the directors are primarily seeking cast members of Latino, Latina descent and heritage.
What can the community expect? A high-energy, heartfelt musical filled with salsa, hip-hop, powerful vocals, and big emotional moments. A celebration of heritage, hope, and home.
For the audition packet, you can head to cds.ky. And there are still a few tickets left for tonight's Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, presented by K-Musica. International violinist Irina Mershanu, the Vitula 8, Glendon Anga on harpsichord, and Alex Rutaru are bringing Vivaldi's sonnets to life tonight with a performance that celebrates 300 years of this iconic masterpiece. The show starts at 7 at St. George's Anglican Church, and you can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Putin has insisted Russia will take control of eastern Ukraine's Donbass region. Days after talks with US negotiators on ending the war, Mr. Putin said Ukrainian troops would have to leave the territory they still controlled, or it would be conquered by force. He's on his way to India today. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces have struck transport and infrastructure facilities in southwestern Ukraine. Earlier, a Ukrainian energy company said that a facility in southern Odessa had been attacked overnight. President Macron has held talks with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in Beijing, trying to persuade him to play a part in securing a ceasefire in Ukraine. BBC News.